Good morning, this is the morning news for today, Thursday, May 26, 2016. I'm your presenter, Richie Farrell. Here are the headlines. Opposition leader advises public officers to distance themselves from DLP political propaganda campaigns. Chinese agree to complete Bahamas mega resort. And French labor dispute. Energy supplies hit by strike action. The news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Digicel. The details of these and more stories after this.
Free talk, more data. Digicel. Experience the all-new Digicel Talk and Data Plan. Get more data with unlimited talk right now with Digicel. Get 500 megabytes of data with free talk for 7 days for only $25. Now you can enjoy data with free talk. Yes, talk and data plans that cater to your needs. Now at Digicel. Digicel terms and conditions apply. Digicel, be extraordinary.
Welcome back. In more news this morning, opposition leader Lennox Linton is advising public officers not to get involved or embroiled in political propaganda campaigns of the DLP government. Linton made these remarks following news of the government's intention to repeal and replace the Public Procurement and Contract Administration Act No. 11 of 2012. The Prime Minister announced in June 2015 that a public procurement consultant had advised that emergency attention be given to repealing this act. However, Linton says since then, attention has been given to other pieces of legislation. He says this announcement now is simply an attempt to get the DLP government out of the hot water in which they have placed themselves. With respect to an $18 million untendered construction contract with a foreign firm, which is now under threat of legal action.
I only want to say to public officers, be careful about the extent to which you involve yourself in the propaganda campaigns of political parties, because that is what this is. It is nothing more, it is nothing less. This consultant's work is 2015. In 2015, we had emergency attention paid to pieces of legislation, for example, the Banking Act and the Integrity in Public Office Act. They came to Parliament in record time with limited notice for debate and for passage. And you had this important piece of legislation sitting on the books, operational since January of 2015. Mr. Skerritt choosing to engage only the emergency provisions so he can hand contracts, award contracts, without bidding, without tender, to his friends. And now when he's in hot water, all of a sudden, a public officer decides to come into the mix to try to confuse the people and say, oh, well, we're going to repeal and replace the act. In other words, Mr. Skerritt is right to disobey the law. He's right to flout the law because that particular law is about to be repealed and replaced. And I don't think you get more dangerously disingenuous than that. And I want to warn public officers, Matt.
That was opposition leader Lennox Linton. This news comes at a time when the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector is threatening legal action against the Dominica government for what they say is the illegal award of the West Bridge Project contract to Barbadian company NSG Management and Technical Services Limited. The committee says this contract award is in direct violation of the Public Procurement and Contract Administration Act. The Prime Minister was given until 4 p.m. deadline yesterday, Wednesday, 25th of May, 2016, to respond to a pre-action protocol letter addressed to him concerning the contract for the Rosa West Bridge project. A member of the government's legal team has since responded to the fraternity's letter requesting more time to formally respond. Meantime, with news that the DLP government is rushing to repeal and replace the Public Procurement Act, Chairman of the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector, Anthony LeBlanc, says he is concerned over the absence of consultation with the private sector. Mr. LeBlanc says numerous attempts to obtain the consultant's report on the issues with the act in its current form have been futile. He says the private sector has been totally ignored in the rush to repeal this act when the bulk of procurement is from the private sector.
Our difficulty is not with needing to amend or repeal the act and replace it with a better one. Our difficulty is the lack of consultation with the private sector. Totally ignoring the fact that the private sector are the ones who are actually going to be purchasing from the government, whether it's local or foreign private sector. The government purchases from itself, different departments to a limited extent, but the bulk of purchasing by the government, the bulk of procurement, is with the private sector. And the lack of disclosure, the lack of consultation in the private sector is what concerns us. And
Chairman of the Joint Consultative Committee on the Construction Sector, Mr. Anthony LeBlanc. Meantime, Salisbury MP Hector John says he is concerned for the safety of his constituents ahead of the 2016 hurricane season, which starts on June 1st, 2016. John says his constituents have already told him that they are nervous and uneasy about the state of disrepair and the lack of preparedness since the passage of Tropical Storm Erica. The Salisbury constituency was among several areas that was badly impacted during the passage of that storm in August 2015. John says he believes more could have been done by the government to assist his constituents in the post-Tropical Storm Erica period.
As a parliamentary representative for the Salisbury constituency, which includes Coolibish and Monrachet, I'm very much concerned because I have raised that concern very often. The Coolibish area, in terms of the hurricane season, the dredging and everything, and the people, lives and property. Right now, we have to ensure that they are safe, and nothing has been done. And as you see, we're a few days away from the hurricane season, and I think that the people there, they are uneasy. Another thing that happened in the area when talking about the bridges, about 500 feet long to 16 feet wide, and maybe around 6 inches thick of concrete was placed in the Makushri area towards the Bailey Bridge. The Bailey Bridge that was placed on boulders and a few slabs, and then you had sand on either side of the bridge. The approaches placed there, and they placed concrete on it, Matt. I am not saying you can make the road a bit more accessible to motorists and road users, Matt, but to waste all that concrete, Matt, to put towards a Bailey Bridge, they never leave an access point to show people that there's a road going up to the Guomon area.
Salisbury MP Hector John. Now, with much debate over what is law and what is not, many have called for the return of civics into the school curriculum. Civics is the study of the theoretical and practical aspects of citizenship, its rights and duties, the responsibilities of citizens to each other as members of a political body and to the government. It also includes the study of civil law and civil codes. Attorney General Levi Peter says he is backing calls for the return of civics to the classroom, saying that the Constitution should form part of this subject area. In the meantime, he has advised the general public that the Constitution is available online for their information and education.
I believe that if the suggestion that I've heard made on a number of occasions for civics to be returned to the classroom is adopted, then I would expect that the Constitution would form part of that. But even in the absence of that, there's nothing to prevent the schools themselves from, and I think they should, exposing our young people to the Constitution. And just by way of information, the Constitution is available on dominica.gov, that's gov.dm. When you get onto the Dominica government website, there's a tab, Laws. Click on Laws. When that opens up, type in the word Constitution in the box and you will get a PDF version of Dominica's Constitution, which
Attorney General Levi Peter. Meantime, PM Skerritt is now saying that he is concerned about indiscriminate dumping of garbage across Dominica. This has been a major issue affecting the island's tourism sector for quite some time now, and it appears no serious action has been taken to get persons to adhere to the Litter Act. and there has been little success by government to in keeping the country clean. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit is now appealing to residents to focus on cleaning and beautifying the island. He said some parts of Dominica is just too dirty, and it is we, the human beings, that are dirtying it, he stated.
And we cannot, in an indiscriminate manner, no regard for the impact on the environment, no regard for the impact on the way of life, to just take everything that we have and throw it on the streets and then say, well, Skerrit has to come and clean the roads for us. Where is solid waste? Where are the trucks and so forth? So my friends, we have to clean this country. And this is why some 5 years ago, I sought to move, or 6 years ago, move the country towards, especially at Independence, the Community Health Service, to put the tarish and cement down for a while. And let's focus on cleaning and beautifying Dominica. Because the vision I had for Dominica, and I still do, was that by us maintaining a clean environment, by us maintaining a beautiful environment, every single village in Dominica would be an attraction in itself. Because we cannot boast about we being a nature isle of the world, or nature isle of the Caribbean, because of what God gave to us, the trees and the flora and fauna. We have to enhance it. We have to protect it. We have to preserve it. We have to conserve it.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. In more news in the region, Bahamas Prime Minister Perry Christie announced during the 2016-2017 budget communication in the House of Assembly on Wednesday that an agreement to remobilize the construction and completion of the multi-billion dollar Bahama Resort has been reached, and work is expected to resume soon. Christie said the Export-Import Bank of China has agreed to finance the project with China Construction America, a subsidiary of China State Construction Engineering Company, completing the project, which has long sat in receivership. He did not disclose, however, any timelines for resumption of construction or how much it would cost to complete the project. But he said the details should become apparent in the near future. Christie said the agreement was reached over 2 days of meetings in Beijing, China. And in more news, France is braced for further disruption to its energy supplies as workers at oil refineries, nuclear power stations, ports and transport go on strike. But in a sign of the growing pressure on the government, PM Manuel Valls said the labor reforms at the heart of the dispute could be modified. Motorists have been panic buying fuel. Some petrol stations struggled to get supplies. France is due to host the Euro 2016 championships in 2 weeks' time. Union disruption was expected to take place at 16 of France's 19 nuclear power stations, 6 of France's 8 oil refineries already hit by strikes and barricades, the ports of Marseille and Le Havre, among others. Orly Airport in Paris has cut flights by 15%, and a rolling strike by train drivers is expected to further disrupt regional and commuter services. The unions have also called for rallies in most major cities. And that's the morning news, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader advises public officers to distance themselves from DLP political propaganda campaigns. Chinese agree to complete Bahamas mega resort, and French labor dispute, energy supplies hit by strike action. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Digicel. Remember, if you've missed any of our news packages, log on to our website. It's www.q95da.com. You'll be able to view the stories or click the podcast icon and listen to the various packages. Also, for any breaking story or latest development, send us your eye reports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team here at Q95, I've been your presenter, Richie Farrell, wishing you a pleasant morning.